As we've journeyed through the Psalms in the past weeks, we've explored how they express all sorts of human experiences and emotions. All sorts of human expression of prayer towards God, penitence, praise, lament, thanksgiving. Today I'm going to read and pray Psalm 137, and it's a psalm about being in exile, being separated from the Holy Land, Jerusalem, the temple, being separated in Babylon from all the things that made Jewish life and Jewish faith meaningful and powerful. And I wonder if sometimes we felt like that over the past months. I wonder whether we feel it now. And we find in this psalm, which is both beautiful and disturbing, that it expresses anger, vengeance, sheer spite. It's a kind of safety valve for those feelings, lest they turn inwards into depression. And although it might be hard to pray and hard to hear, again, I think it's a very honest psalm about exile, how that feels, but how even in exile, we can talk to God and know his presence. By the waters of Babylon, we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. As for our lyres, we hung them up on the willows that grow in that land. For there our captors asked us for a song, our tormentors called for mirth. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I set not Jerusalem above my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, against the people of Edom the day of Jerusalem, how they said, down with it, even to the ground. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy the one who repays you for all you have done to us, who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock. God of our pilgrimage, you sent your Son to our strange land to bring us home to you. Give us your songs to sing, that even in our exile we may be filled with the breath of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.